This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
We're going to see if we can get through a whole show without mentioning the terms little brother or big brother. Let's see if we could try it. Because both teams have gotten off to good starts. 6-3 for both teams. Both teams have done it exactly the same way. Won a series, lost a series, swept a series. As the Yankees were unable to finish the sweep against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Had every opportunity late in the game. Couldn't get it done. And then Devin Williams gives up the final run. And people are like, it's amazing to me. I can't tell you how many people have hit me up complaining about Devin Williams. It's crazy. It is absolutely crazy. He's made three appearances. Three. The season is nine games in. He's made three appearances and was on paternity leave for 4 days. He hasn't blown a save yet. He hasn't blown a save yet. And he lost the game in extra innings. Like, again, the runner starts on second. That's probably an out on that fly ball if the runner doesn't move to third on the stolen base, which he's got to do a better job of making sure he doesn't give up a stolen base there. But, like, this is one of the people are acting like he's already, it's a problem for him in New York. Like, it's three games in. This guy entered the year with a 1.83 career ERA. He is one of the best relievers in all of baseball and has been for multiple years. Like, can we give it a minute? The reaction from the fan base about Devin Williams is it's driving me bonkers. And this is like, I'll come off like, I'll probably go over the top defending him because he hasn't been good so far. He's been, you know, he had a shaky first outing. He did manage to figure it out and get the save. And he hasn't been particularly good. This one, I'm not going to kill him for. Give him a fly ball. Like, it's not like he got hit around. It's not like he gave up a double, a single. Like, he gave up a fly ball with a runner starting at second base. And we're already, oh, this guy stinks. Oh, let's put Weaver as the closer. Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Let's put Weaver as the closer. Let's trade for a world-class closer. Three games in, let's change that role on him. And tell him, listen, it's been a, you know, you haven't blown a save yet, I know. But it's been a shaky three appearances in between you having a baby, being changed to a new team, you know. Pitching in the American League for the first time. No, it's been a solid three outings. So I feel like I've got a good read on you. And you're not going to cut it here in New York. So we're going to move you to the seventh and eighth inning kind of guy. What are we talking about? Devin Williams will be fine. He's going to be a huge part of this team. He is a massive upgrade, and I love Clay Holmes. I defended Clay Holmes left and right. He is a massive upgrade to almost any reliever, unless he was going to Cleveland. And I know Class A has had his moments in the postseason, too, and everyone remembers Devin Williams giving up the home run to Pete Alonso. But unless he was getting traded to Cleveland, he was an upgrade on every other team's closer in all of baseball. And they got him for Nestor Cortez, who gave the Yankees a win by throwing fastballs down the middle and is now on the injured list. Like, it was a tremendous trade. He is a great pitcher. If you want to go over people who have come to the New York Yankees and struggled within the beginning parts of their first year, I can make you a list. It's a long one. And it's got some names on it that you love, like Tino Martinez. Can you give it a second? Now, the other part of this bullpen, as the Yankees made some news by bringing back Adam Ottavino for a second run in the matter of as many days, and sent down Hedrick, who pitched a couple innings in this game yesterday. Like, yeah, Yarbrough, like, they're still waiting on guys. We got some good news on Jonathan Loaisiga, who should be back by the end of May, early June. And he's a pivotal part of this. They're still yet to see Ian Hamilton, who's a pivotal part of this. Like, the bullpen is still dealing with injuries. Efros, I guess, had a setback in his hamstring. I don't know if we're ever going to see that guy again. But they're still waiting on some pieces to come back to the back end of the bullpen. It hasn't been great so far. Totally agree. The pitching staff as a whole has not been great for the New York Yankees. And it's kind of like the Mets right now. The lineup hasn't been there when you expect it to be. The pitching staff hasn't been there when you expect the back end of the bullpen to be really dynamic. But they're getting answers in other places where you weren't sure you were going to get it from. And it's led to a good start for both teams. The Yankees are in first place. The Mets trail the Phillies, but are 6-3. And pitching as well as any team in baseball. 888-808-1019. We'll get to all of it.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.